Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
I get calls sometimes. Hey, Mickey, what's your garage flooring company, guys? What's your garage door guys? What's your interior guys? Harbin Lumber takes care of those installed products. I told you, these people are amazing. This is a fourth generation family owned since 1917. They do an incredible job. The installed services is what I push a lot here, because a lot of people out there are doing home renovations, and sometimes you sub that out, or you're doing just like one room, you're hiring somebody to do things like this. So for bathroom, say, and the cabinets aspect of that, or your interior doors, you're redoing those, or exterior doors, they've got that. Railings, garage doors, screened-in porch systems, closets and shelvings and shower doors and countertops and stones and cabinets and railing, they do all those. And they do it with the very best products out there. We love Harbin Lumber. Check out their amazing website and look at some of the pictures and say, you know what? Our home could look like that. Pretty cool stuff. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. To our guest lines, Dane Young, UGA.Rivals.com. Good morning, Dane. How you doing this morning?
Mickey, in that commercial break, I texted you a video that included Hugh Freeze's golf swing.
Yeah.
And I'd love your commentary on what's happening there.
Well, do this. For everybody, you can go to Twitter and you can see the golf swings. Now this is, let me back up. This is at the Legends Champions Tour event in Alabama.
Yeah.
And it's Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Kirby Smart, and Hugh Freeze. Let me give you a couple of highlights here on this thing. Saban has the most fundamentally sound golf swing with the position of the clubs. His right elbow.
It's an old man swing.
It's definitely an old man swing. He doesn't have great flexibility, but he puts the club in a pretty good spot. It's pretty closed, so the face is in a pretty good position. The shaft comes in at a pretty level deal, and he does turn his hips. Saban is the most fundamentally sound of the guys. DeBoer rips it inside too much and comes way across the line, and then throws his arms at it and doesn't use his lower body. He stalls out in his lower body. It's not a good swing. That Kalen DeBoer, I'm guessing Saban is an 8 handicapper. I'm guessing Kalen DeBoer is a 14 handicapper if you got a good hand eye. Kirby is pretty solid for the most part. Kirby does kind of get it a little bit too high up, and then Kirby comes across it. So he comes over the top too much.
It's a pick of Charles Barkley and Kirby swing.
But here's one thing about that. Kirby does use the ground more. So Kirby is more powerful by using the ground than Saban. Now, let me tell you this. Hugh Freeze, a buddy of mine, talks about some golf swings when you got the clubs and arms flying in all kinds of directions. Hugh Freeze has more moves than a martial arts movie. Like, this
the
looks
way that
like
I described that, like, yeah. When the shaft is I guess at its most vertical point, it's as if he's trying to wrestle an electric eel
and losing that wrestling match. Yeah. To be honest with you, I could fix Hugh Freeze in one afternoon, but I tried to call him and I got his burner instead, so I can't get in touch with him.
I was going to say you could fix his golf swing in an afternoon. I don't know if you can fix Hugh Freeze in an afternoon.
No. Man, there are only about 47 things he does wrong in his golf swing. But I think if we could fix the first part of it, it might help the rest of it. But it looks like a seizure maybe is involved in there somewhere. It's bad. It's just bad.
Well, now, the other golf-related thing that I wanted to be sure to chat with you about, because we both have young kids, and we'll never know what it's like to do what Scottie Scheffler did at the PGA Championship, or really what he's done for the last 2 years at this point, of just channeling I mean, unbelievable golf at the best moments, in the most opportune times. But he wins. He has his one-year-old son in his arms. He walks in to sign the scorecard. And then there is the most relatable dad moment that I'm sure you and I looked at and said, we've been there. I knew exactly what he was going through. He needs 4 minutes right now to get through whatever he's getting through with this adult in front of him. Yeah. And so he pulls out, it's like the yardage book. He takes that out and takes out the scorecard, and he gives the book to the kid. He gives his hat to the kid. And it's just like, you're going to sit there and you're going to fiddle with these for 4 minutes, because that's what I have to have happen right now.
He's an unbelievable father, because what he did not do was pull out his phone and put up some video where his kid gets addicted to some sort of social media that put up some sort of bot in there that has this algorithm that now all of a sudden his kid's hooked on something, he's going to scream for it all. So he did not go high tech. He went with the basic. The kid's 18 months old, whatever. The kid would like the hat just as much as he would like the phone. So Bluey was not involved, and Peppa Pig was not involved, and instead he put the hat down, and the kid had a good time with the hat, it looks like. Yeah, you got to distract, man, but distract without the technology. Distract with a baseball or give him a ball down there, a glove.
Did you guys see that his son might have taken his first steps also on camera while he was on the 18th?
Yeah, a lot of kids take their first steps on camera, but moms and dads are pap-paps and meemaw's camera, not CBS, you know?
But I noticed that his foot didn't slip from under him, so it's not kinetic.
Very good, very good. When he fell down all those other times, he said, well, he's like his dad, you know? He's just falling down everywhere. but you know, one of the things, too, that we learned, and I think that Nick Saban's probably learned a little bit more, and Kirby's probably learned it a little later, and Dabo's kind of had it for a little bit here, is that for Scottie Scheffler, it's not – golf is what he does. It's not who he is. And I say this all the time. I've got a niece that plays on Clemson's women's golf team and has had a phenomenal career so far, going to her senior year next year. And I always talk about this. You know why Scottie Scheffler is so good? Is because he doesn't complicate anything in his life. Like, his wife, Meredith, she's a simple person, and they have a simple relationship. His mom and dad and his siblings, they have simple relationships with him. His agent makes things simple for him. His coach makes things simple for him. His caddy, Ted Scott, is maybe the best caddy in the PGA Tour. Everything's simple. And so all he's got to do is, there's no outside distractions. He didn't have controversy. What did you say to the media? Did you meet with the media? What did you say? Well, there's talk about your clubs. Are you going to re-sign your contract? No. He just goes out and plays golf. And when he comes home, he goes home to friends who don't even talk about golf, he says. And his wife and his kid now, they live this very simple life rather than being distracted by all those other things that human beings get distracted by. And it leads me to this. You're a smart guy, Dane. And I learned this from David Ledbetter. And these numbers, there's studies that these numbers might change, and so don't hold me to exact numbers. But how many thoughts do you think the average person has a day?
Oh, man. I that's such a wide potential range that I don't even want to ballpark that.
Okay.
Well, tell me the number.
Let me give you the number. According to David Ledbetter, now this has been 15 years ago, and some things, these numbers kind of change. 1,800 thoughts a day, right?
Yeah.
The most successful people in various fields that were selected for this study, how many thoughts do you think they have a day?
Oh, so it's about simplification. So it's going to be way less than that.
12,000.
Yeah.
Because they're not distracted with the 6,000 other thoughts. You know, Saban has 2 oatmeal cream pies for breakfast in the morning. That's it every morning, because that's another decision that he doesn't have to make. You know, I think it was it Bill Gates that wore like a green shirt on Mondays, a yellow shirt on Tuesdays, a red shirt on Wednesdays. When he gets up, he didn't make that decision. It's something he didn't have to think about. He just puts on his Monday shirt rather than saying, hey, I'm going to wear this or that today. You know, what's the weather going to be like today? So they're not distracted by outside thought. And that's why Scottie Scheffler is great.
Oh, and it's so counterculture for Scottie that it comes across as boring. And it's not. It's almost like Tim Duncan style of excellence.
Yes,
where it's just, you know exactly what you're going to get every single day. It's not like overly flashy, which in the entertainment culture that we're in, that doesn't always work as well. But look, I mean, if like a George Pickens could take a lesson from some of that, because George is endlessly entertaining, and I think he's an excellent wide receiver. But he's had enough antics that, like, if your talent didn't warrant that people keep you around, then they're going to get rid of you. And the Steelers, you know, finally got tired of it because he's potentially a generational kind of talent. And the Steelers are like, that's fine. We just don't want to have to manage this anymore.
100%. Why would you? Like, first of all, how talented do you have to be to put up with that level of distraction? Like, how good of a wide receiver do you have to be? What the Steelers decided was not good enough. Like, you can't catch enough footballs for us to be a part of that.
I mean, it's almost like Michael Jordan. If you watch The Last Dance, yes. It's not like Michael Jordan was super beloved by his teammates and coaches.
No.
And there were a ton of distractions that came with it. But he's Michael freaking Jordan, so you can get away with it. But if you're not that, then you probably can't.
But here's the difference in Jordan and Pickens. For Jordan, it was all about winning the game. Oh, there's a bunch in there. But yeah, what was it? Distractions? 100% distractions, yes. But with Jordan, the distractions of his gambling or his, you know, Vegas stuff, whatever it might be, it did not come at the expense of the team winning, because the only thing that mattered was the team winning. Whereas you'll see Pickens come off the field, they'll have a touchdown drive, and he comes off the field and he's complaining because he didn't touch it on the drive, right? Like, that's the distraction that you can't catch enough footballs for me to want to go and do that, in my opinion. Anyway, so the big news in Georgia this week is that Georgia and Florida are headed to Atlanta and Tampa for the first time outside of Jacksonville since 94, 95. I didn't realize it was that long ago. 94,
yeah, I mean, 95. It was when the Jaguars were renovating it to get the Jaguars in the NFL. Yeah. And so that's when Spurrier came to Athens, put 50 on the scoreboard, and, that was that.
Hung half a hundred on them. Might not get to do it in Athens anymore. You realize, I didn't realize this until I looked it up. When they won in Florida, they won 52-14, and then they won in Athens, and they won 52-17. So he hung half a hundred on them in Gainesville and in Athens. During a bad time for Georgia football against Florida through all that. All right, so what's the fan base? Obviously, there's some renovations going on. Is that the reason Jacksonville, there's some renovations going on to whatever backfield?
Yeah, they're turning it into a spaceship, so it's going to be 2 years before it's ready for Georgia and Florida to play there again. But look, man, I think this is such a missed opportunity. I don't like the game being in Jacksonville anyway. I don't really like the city of Jacksonville. That's a very polarizing topic among Georgia fans, because if you're anyone like in South Georgia and it takes you 5-6 hours to get to Athens, then you love having the game down there because it's more convenient. There's years and years and years and years of tradition of it being there. I just don't think it's a good experience in that city. Once you're in the stadium, it's fine. But I don't think that city is ready for – I mean, anytime that I've been there and I walk around the city, I'm like, this is not prepared for what Georgia, Florida brings to it. So I think it should have been home and home for a long time now, and this would have been a perfect test case in this scenario to give that a go. There's more money to play at neutral site, so that's why they're doing it. But I think this is – you and I talk about this almost every week. This is another one of those decisions that I think comes at the cost of the best experience of the fans.
There's something to be said for games in between the hedges and in the swamp, and I get that. But the people that argue against it, are they arguing that they do get an October beach vacation maybe? I go down and spend some time on the coast maybe? Is that what they – because in the old days, didn't Georgia fans go down a week in advance? But now is the other part of that question is, because you're now traveling with college football playoffs so much, does that take away your desire to go down to Jacksonville every year?
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of it, that people do take, 4 or 5 days, and they go to Jekyll Island and Amelia Island, and like all those places down in the Golden Isles of Georgia. That's where a lot of this comes from. That really helps that area in terms of like tourism. So in terms of the state, the largest Georgia Bulldog fan club chapter is in Jacksonville. So there's a massive Georgia fan base there in North Florida, Southeast Georgia. I'm just saying that I've been to both, and the experience of a game in Sanford Stadium is significantly improved to what Jacksonville can offer. Now, I haven't been to a game at the Swamp, all the years of covering Georgia. Haven't had that opportunity. I think that would be a lot of fun for Georgia fans to go down there, especially, you just mentioned Spurrier putting up half a hundred. In this Kirby Smart era, Georgia would have had a lot of success down in Ben Hill Griffin, and I think Georgia fans would have enjoyed that too, because when you're rival is on the other end of the beating like that, especially at their place, that's just a lot of fun to be at. And there's precedent for this. I mean, there was a long time that people couldn't imagine Alabama and Auburn not taking place at Legion Field. And they started going to Bryant Denny and Jordan Hare, and I think they've had some tremendous games in both of those situations, to the point that, you know, current fans probably don't even miss anything about what Birmingham and Legion Field offered.
I have a trivia question for you as we let you go. I think I'm right by saying this. I'm going to double check. When's the last time that Georgia hung half a 100 on Florida?
Off the top of my head, I don't have an answer for you.
I've asked you some tough ones today. 1968. Yeah. How about that?
Well, I wasn't around, so there's a reason.
I was, but I was pooping in diapers at that point in time. 1 year, that one. But they've scored under Kirby. They've scored 43 and 42 in two of the last 3 years. They scored 42 back in 2017. But it has been a minute since they've done the half a 100 thing.
Yeah.
On that one. Anyway, tell me about the site, YouTube, you and Jim Donnan, a lot of stuff going on, and I guess more world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Oh, by the way, not just the world's largest outdoor cocktail party we didn't even talk about this, and I wanted to get into this a little bit, but we've got some potential world's largest outdoor cocktail party down in Birmingham later on, because Florida won last night, and Georgia looks like they got a chance, so maybe you'll do it again.
I mean, and then Omaha is in the picture potentially for each of those teams. So, yeah. Anywho, UGASports.com. It's more fun than going to Tampa to watch a football team play, so people can check that out.
Hello.
You can tell I'm excited about it. Hey, just overall, though, Georgia-Clemson, in all of the main three sports here, football, baseball, basketball, it's rocking pretty good right
pretty
now.
Pretty good. Pretty good. If you do go to Tampa, go to Burns Steakhouse. Just go ahead and get down to Burns.
Just probably won't go to Tampa.
Okay. I like Tampa. I like Tampa. Anyway. Hey, good stuff. Always appreciate it. Tell the girls hello. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Mickey.
All right. Dane Young, UGA.Rivals.com. Short break. We'll come back. Andrew Oliphant right after this.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount, military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because both Lake Kiwi stores have employee pricing for everyone available. You pay what the factory worker who builds the truck pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com. See dealer for details.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Did you pack on a few extra pounds this winter? It's time to shed that winter weight with our GLP-1 weight loss plans from Low Country Mail. Whether it's all that Valentine's chocolate or the seasonal slowdown, we've got the solution. Get rid of that dad bod fast with half off your first 2 months of semaglutide weight loss therapy. Shed those extra pounds, curb cravings, and lose up to 15% body weight with GLP-1s like semaglutide at lowcountrymail.com. Lose the weight and feel your best at lowcountrymail.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Discover the transformation your home deserves with East Main Furniture. Our selection ranges from cozy living room sets, sleek dining room tables, bedroom sets, all designed to make your space uniquely yours. And don't forget about our large inventory of Lazy Boy recliners at great prices. Quality, style, and affordability are our promises to you. So why wait? We have the new room you need. Visit us online at eastmainfurnitureeasily.com and start your home makeover today. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley. East Main Furniture, where style meets savings.
Three-time Academy of Country Music Award winner Cole Swindell will headline a Night in the Burg concert at Fifthburg Park in Spartanburg on June 5th to kick off the BMW Charity Pro-Am presented by TD Synnex. Tickets are on sale now. Visit nightintheburg.com to secure your ticket today.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Haidt from 9 a.m. to noon. As always this week, we'll be covering Clemson baseball, the ACC baseball tournament up in Durham, Clemson softball, and their super regionals out in Austin, Texas, the NBA playoffs as we're in the midst of the conference finals, the NHL playoffs as we're in the midst of the conference finals, and of course, all of the latest updates in the world of the NFL, college football, and college basketball. Going to be a blast this week on The Roar. Don't miss any of our shows from 9 a.m. to noon, and 864-654-7627 is the number.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
What's up, Clemson family? This is former Clemson linebacker and now linebackers coach Ben Boyer. Are you looking to get in the best shape of your life for this upcoming football season? Well, look no further than The Junkyard. The Junkyard is a group training fitness studio located in Anderson, Greenville, and Malden, South Carolina, where your first workout is free. You see free, you see me. Visit us for more information at www.thejunkyardfitness.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
It's baseball season.
Canuck lines and the 1-2, called strike three, got him looking.
Get in at 654-ROAR to talk all things Clemson baseball. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Shelter, man, and make sure I get my shelter heated and cooled. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. See what I did? Blue Ridge Heating and Air, they'll do a great job for you. I learn all the time from smart people. I try to ask smart people 1,000 questions when I'm around them. I try to hang out with smarter people. That's why I've got Landman and the official San Jones in here with me today. Bottom line is, and while we're having Andrew Olaf on and Dan Young, and bottom line is that one of the things I learned from Blue Ridge Heating and Air is that you don't want the biggest machine available for your HVAC. What you'd rather have, the optimal situation, is to have the most efficient unit running for you. So depending on your square feet and how far and what your, how many stories you have and how many floors you have, what it might be, then you need an efficient machine. If the machine's running efficiently, cuts down on a lot of things and it makes the machine run longer. You don't want to have too big or too small. Too small means it's over having to overproduce. Too big means you're not taking advantage of the machine exactly. So think about it. It's our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. They can take care of that for you and see exactly what you want and need. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Get better. Oh, air quality too. That's very important for you. Our good friend Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction, Ledbetter, David Ledbetter, thought I have on you, buddy, with David. I'll ask you that in a second. But good morning, Andrew Oliphant. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Mickey.
All right. I just had this deal, and I just looked it up. We were just talking about David before the break. We were talking about Scottie Scheffler. And I'll relate this to you a little bit later on. But Ledbetter told me that the average person has 1,800 thoughts a day. The most successful have 1,200 thoughts. I'm looking it up now. There are studies out there that here's a study right here. The average person can have around 6,200 thoughts a day. Some suggest between 1,200 and 60,000 per day. So that number fluctuates. However, 75% of the average person thoughts are negative, and 95% of the average person thoughts are repetitive. And that's why the successful people have less. They have less negative thoughts and less repetitive thoughts. And so their thoughts are more functional and more productive rather than non-productive. Has he ever gotten to that with him with all your years with David in the past, Andrew?
Phew, my head's hurting thinking about it, right?
Well, because you keep it simple. You don't overthink any of this stuff. Like, you're successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the mental side of the game, the thinking side, we relied on Dr. Bob Winters, down there in Florida. He does a great job with our players. And, I remember, Dr. Bob would always say, one plus one, the important shot's the next one, and then the numbers add up at the end, and that's it. There's different views of it, of how people mentally play the game, how you calm your mind, how you go through your process. Overthinking, whew, that's a little too much.
All right, well, I'm going to show my guys here. I got a couple guys with me. First of all, guys, you see Dr. Bob Winters here? The great thing about Dr. Bob Winters is the best hair, man. Like, what I would pay to have those locks. Man, the guy's just got unbelievable hair. And when we had him on the air, I've had him on the air like twice now, and I told him, I said, Dr. Bob, man, like, cherish that stuff, buddy, because I just don't have that kind of lettuce in my bowl right now. Anyway, well, that's it. I made the point, and the key point was Scheffler is so good. But part of the reason why he's so good is there's nothing else in his life that distracts him away from just going out and playing golf. His caddy doesn't. Ted Scott's the best caddy on tour, maybe. His family, his wife, now he got distracted last year with a security guard, and he's got a one-year-old now. But for the most part, like, you see these guys that live in turmoil all the time and these ups and downs outside of golf, like, he doesn't have that. In your opinion, is that a factor, part of the reason why he just keeps everything else so simple in his life, everything around him is simple?
Yeah, well, he manages it well, and he's obviously got a great team around him, from family to his longtime coach to his great caddy. I think we saw one event, I think it was last year, when Ted Scott had to leave for graduation or something, and then Scotty Scheffler plays poorly on the Saturday. Ted Scott comes back and Scotty plays well again, the team and the members around him are an essential part of what he does. And I'm sure he's got some little demons going on behind the scenes, and he keeps those under wraps and he manages that side of his life. But as a viewer and a fan, yeah, it's very simple, isn't it? How he goes about playing golf and how he gets out there and just keeps producing. I know you and I spoke last week, and you're like, I'll take Rory and Scheffler. You gave me the rest of the field, and 36 holes in, I'm thinking, wow, this is pretty good. I'm going to have a great chat with Mickey on Wednesday morning. How Scheffler and Rory didn't quite get the showdown, but he just keeps separating himself at the right time. He hits the right shot, and to go into a major championship with what they might say the first 36 holes, not your best stuff, and still win by five shots. And when it got close in the last round, he just seems to step on the gas and separate himself from the rest of the field. I'm a little bit in awe of watching him, because even on the range and on the golf course, all he's working on is his grip, alignment, and swinging the golf club.
It was a great lesson what he said after the golf tournament, because to the average golfer's eye, the average sports fan's eye, he won the tournament on Saturday. In round three, he shoots 65, including this unbelievable stretch of the back nine where he shoots 32, including from 14 on, he eagles the par 4 14th, the drivable par 4. He birdies 15, a great par, well, the 535-yard great par at 16, and then birdies 17 and 18. So he goes 5 under the last 5 holes. And you would say to yourself, that's what won the golf tournament. He has a 5-shot lead maybe going to the last round. That's won the golf tournament. But he didn't say that. Andrew Oliphant, what he said was, the key parts of this thing was when I didn't have my best on Friday and I still shoot 69. And I didn't have my best on Saturday, but I still shot 68. He found a way to turn 72, 71, or 72, 73 into 69, 68. His best stuff was Saturday afternoon, 65. But he won the tournament by not letting the bad stuff go to 73. Instead, he got in the house at 69 and 68. Makes sense? Fair? Yeah, do you see that often? That's the great ones do that.
Shelve all that and sell it, right? And then, if a good bottle, that kind of attitude that he takes. And it's not just last week. I think it's every tournament he pegs it up in. You know, it's like watching him play and, you know, he's there or thereabouts. It's like, Scotty Scheffler hasn't got his best stuff. He's a hold a few putts here and there. But, you know, he's not a guy going and shooting, you know, 274s, missing the cut. You know, he's sniffing around that leaderboard a lot. And, again, with that attitude, that, you know, I think it was also mentioned that he found a little something on the course, and it could have been through that stretch, you know, where Ted Scott's behind him, hey, you know, I keep missing a little left, or aim a touch to the right. You know, can it be that simple? Or aim a little bit more right, and all of a sudden he's, you know, 5 under through the last 5. But that's how he plays golf. You know, he keeps it simple, and and players do that. You know, not just Scotty Scheffler out there. Even, you know, at the amateur level, you go out there, you hit one good shot, so it might be on the, hopefully on the first hole, but if it's on the 5th, 6th, 7th hole, you know, all of a sudden it kickstarts you around a little bit. And you know, I hear it all the time here that, oh, hey, I shot 40 on the front and 35 on the back. You know what? What happened? You know, something just kicked in, that one shot on hole 6, 7, 8, whatever it might be, and it just kickstarts the round of golf. And I think to a degree, everybody that plays golf experiences that.
All right, do we make anything of Rom? Rom tied for the lead after birding 8, 10, and 11. And then from there on, he does not birdie the drivable par 4 14th. He makes par there. He pars a par 5 15th, and he finishes 16, 17, 18 with bogey, double bogey, double bogey. Collapse? Is that a fair word to use for what Rom did there in the last 5 holes, 6 holes?
Yeah, I think you can definitely use that as a fair word. You know, I mean, he at one point, I think it was either tied the lead or had the lead. So, again, it goes the other way, right? One good shot sparks Scheffler, one bad shot can collapse the other player, and we saw a little bit of that in John Rahm.
This is now, I mean, Rahm, all the top 10s in the LIV Tour. I don't think it's fair to say, well, this is a LIV thing. But because you saw DeChambeau shoot 70 in the final round. I mean, the 54-hole thing, that's not a factor, is it?
No, it's not. But, it's interesting because I think you and I spoke a couple of years ago about the golf courses on LIV. You know, and I've been to some of them, you know, spent time in Singapore, and they play a LIV event there, and the golf course is unbelievable. But the golf course, it's not set up like it's a good golf course. It's set up great, but it's not set up like a major championship course or, you know, Colonial this week. But, you know, it's not that caliber. It's got a little bit more resort feel to it. And then I look back at the Orange County National in Florida. It's worthy of a PGA event, but you wouldn't say, oh, this is, you know, the guys are going to shoot 20 under par around there. So I think the golf courses that they're playing on LIV have something to do with why the players all of a sudden coming to PGA Tour events, and courses are more difficult, courses are faster, courses get firmer as the week goes on, and then all of a sudden you tuck the pins a little bit on Sunday, and, you know, are we using the word collapse? Maybe, you know, but the guys are found wanting a little bit.
Moving forward, there's a thought about, this is only the second leg of Scottie Scheffler's career Grand Slam. This is only his third major win, by the way. He won two Masters. Not done at the Open yet, not done at the U.S. Open yet. Boy, is it simple to say that at 28 years old with this game, I don't see anything slowing it down. I think this is a career Grand Slam for sure. Agree or not?
Well, we were going with Rory's year, right, to win the whole majors in 1 year. That will shelve him. We'll put him to the side and we'll hang our coat on Scottie Scheffler. But, yeah, he could go on to win the U.S. Open next month, the British Open the following month, and all of a sudden he's a career Grand Slam player. And then, you know, who knows, let's tag the Masters on the back of it so he's got all four, you know, doing the Tiger Slam. Yeah, it's a big ask, isn't it? You know, we're hopeful. I keep looking forward to the duel in the sun, as I'm going to call it, you know, between Rory and Scheffler coming down the stretch in Northern Ireland, you know, when the British Open's on.
Well, the difference in the two then, and this is my last question because I got to run, the difference in the two is that Scotty does not need his A game to win, where I feel like Rory kind of has to have his A game to win. And then Scotty's foul poles are better, maybe. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, he doesn't hit as many crazy mishit shots. You know, it's the only thing that gets my interest when you see, and Scheffler had one of these, he was in the bunker with the ball slightly below his feet. He's got a shank in there, you know, which he laughs and chuckles off, but he's certainly got to do something about that. Either avoid the bunkers or get that shot away from his game, because that could pop its head up at some point where, coming down the stretch, you know, imagine that, you know, shanking one out the bunker on the last hole and putting it through the clubhouse window. So
you can do that. Hey, so,
yeah.
Tell me about, in a final couple of seconds, tell me about Andrew Oliphant, Andy O, or Andrew at Katichi.com. Get in touch with you, because there's a lot of people who need a lot of help to hit it like Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, and as we approach summertime, I think schools are pretty much out this week. So middle of June, I'm putting the junior camps back on the schedule. So if you've got junior players that are, you know, in that age range, 10 to 13, we'll be training that group, and then 13 to 17-year-olds. So a couple of hours each day, and then unique this year because we're going to use a little bit more of the golf course, which I think will be a fun part to get them actually out on the golf course and experiencing what it's like to play golf. So lots going on with the juniors and you know, staying busy with adult programming and making sure they're on top of the game.
Love to do it. Andrew at Katichi.com. Let's talk about maybe some U.S. Open talk, because we turn our attention to the next major when we visit next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
I do as well. Andrew Oliphant, Andrew at Katichi.com. Short break, much more after this.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed? We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remabio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. There's something for everyone, including great lifestyle, men's and women's clothing, jewelry, and the most comfortable shoes from On Running Shoes, Birkenstocks, and UFOs. If it's game day you want, Elkmont has a great selection of all things Clemson with great brands like Vuori, Patagonia, Z-Supply, and more. Find Elkmont in Powdersville and Clemson or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers.
Experience the magic of the Troubadour Project at the Wahala Performing Arts Center. Joined by special guest Nashville Nation and local favorite LC Branch, the Troubadour Project brings the iconic sounds of the 1970s rock to life. With world-class musicians and vocalists, they capture the essence and energy of legendary bands like Led Zeppelin and Fleetwood Mac. Don't miss this unforgettable performance on May 25th, exclusively at the Wahala Performing Arts Center. Secure your tickets now at WahalaPAC.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Hey, this is Jason with AutoWorks. Why does it seem so hard to buy a car these days? Car prices are up and the banks don't seem to be getting any easier to work with. At AutoWorks, we are changing that. We have upfront online approvals and even electronic signing to have everything finalized before you come to the dealership. Come test drive the vehicle and we can have you on your way in as little as 15 minutes. We can even deliver the car to you free of charge. Nobody wants to spend hours sitting around a dealership. Visit AutoWorksSC.com and click the Fast app to get started with your no-credit check approval.
The only thing you want after a Bojangles ham biscuit is another one. For a limited time, get 2 ham biscuits for $5. Cravings meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's boat time.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to 4-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
At Mattress Max, we believe in delivering unbeatable value to our customers. Our Memorial Day sale is going on now. Take advantage of our incredible savings. Get a reclining sofa for just $499 or a luxurious queen pillow top mattress for only $299. These deals won't last long, so don't miss out on your chance to upgrade your home comfort. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at MattressMaxFurniture.com, where you can experience the quality and savings that Mattress Max is known for.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. One Tom Plumber, the name is the number. Sam and I sit here and sing it during the break all the time. One Tom Plumber. The name's the number. Get in touch with the great jingle. You'll know it, and you'll know it when you have to use it. The fact of the matter is that you're going to have to use it at some point in time because pipes do go crazy and because disposals do go crazy and toilets or drains do go crazy and water heaters break at times. And so if you don't want to be caught in an emergency situation, you remember the name is the number. In Charleston and in Greenville and in Columbia, One Tom Plumber, Clemson grads with great pricing and certified license bond insured. You're going to love dealing with One Tom Plumber. So when it does come your time that you have to make the call, do it with One Tom Plumber. The name is the number, One Tom Plumber. Final segment of the show today. A text message wants to know during that last segment, we didn't have time to do it, but I can answer the question. What is the rule about these drivers and why they were illegal? Roy McIlroy's driver was deemed to not conform by the rules, and so was Scotty Scheffler's. What happens here is, and the USGA comes in alongside the RNA, they put parameters on golf club equipment, and they test about 50 per week on the tour. And they do it, you know, every week randomly, 50 guys, whatever. McIlroy's failed and Scotty's failed. They're not trying to circumvent the rules. What happens is that your normal driver that you've tested and that you like, the faces are so thin, and the more you hit them, much like an aluminum baseball bat, the more you hit them, the more they kind of change sometimes. And so a bunch of guys will fail because the longer you use a driver, up until a certain point in there, the thin faces can actually become non-conforming and thinner. They're not trying to cheat. They just know this, that the idea that the driver just changes. What starts out as legal, and might be legal in 1 week, that you hit more balls with and it comes back and the face gets thinner, next week it might not be as legal. I hope that makes sense. I do need to tell you quickly about my great friends, Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com. Let Patterson Tax Service take care of you. They're going to do an incredible job for you. The Patterson Tax Service is amazing. What they do is get your taxes done, get your tax planning, tax structure, LLC formation, 501c3 formation. Right now, doing your back taxes. Right now, doing your extended taxes, if you extended any of that kind of stuff, or amending your back taxes. Let them take care of all that for you. And right now, payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, a part of it, that your strategies of how you do your accounting and your tracking, they'll do all it for you. The Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Let me get Tennessee Tiger final segment. Tennessee Tiger, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, Mickey.
Good
morning. I just got a little passing thought when you were talking to Dane Cook about the three times that the score with Florida Georgia was in the 50s.
Yes, sir.
I think it's more significant that when you said the time that Georgia scored 50, was it 52? Was in 68, you said?
Yeah, 1968, yes.
Okay, so what would be the difference in Georgia scoring those points then Spurrier scoring them in the 90s? Was Danny Werfel the quarterback then, or who was quarterback?
I got to remember this. I can look this up, who quarterbacked those Georgia-Florida games. And well, there's something about the 50 number compared. Like, you score 50 rather than 49, like, because 49 is not half 100, and 50 is, you know.
So here's what I want to point out.
Sure.
I think that Georgia is, I don't know how to say this, but the correct word, but because in that era in the quarterback was still under center, correct? And you didn't have all this passing and, throwing the ball
in the 60s.
Like,
yeah, in the 60s, you know, scoring 51 against Florida in 1968 was, definitely then when Florida did it the two times in Athens and in Georgia, and in Jacksonville. I'm sorry, Athens and in Gainesville, I should say. Because, you know, Spurrier was fun and gun, and they did throw it more in 94, 95.
Yeah. Yeah. And if Danny was quarterback, do you remember when Spurrier would complain about Danny getting hit, so much?
Oh well, that was a Florida State deal. Yeah, hit after the whistle.
Yeah,
you do all that. Terry Dean was the starting quarterback in '94, and then Danny Werfel was his backup in '94, and then '95. Let me see. How it worked in 95. So in 1995, it was Werfel took over. So you got Terry Dean and Danny Werfel with the two quarterbacks that hung half 100 on Georgia.
Yeah. You said the routine for, comparing what Scotty Scheffler does and like Saban did. You said he ate two oatmeal pies every morning.
So here's the thought there. Every morning, I think still to this day, but every morning that Nick Saban eats two oatmeal cream pies, the Little Debbie stuff. And the reason that was the case, he didn't want to make a decision.
When he came into Alabama, he didn't miss anything as far as making the team better, and that included nutrition.
Yeah.
And he's eating two Little Debbie oatmeal cakes every morning.
Well, it was much like my mom and dad, or I try to tell my kids, do as I say, not as I do.
Well, look, to me, with his money, those should have been organic delivered through a front door. I don't know.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Tennessee Tiger. I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great day there for sure. Yeah, that's just it's decisions he didn't want to have to make. But two oatmeal cream pies every morning rather than decide sausage or you want links or you want patties. Sausage or bacon. Eggs, you want them over easy, you want them over light, you want eggs Benedict. How you, he just said, I don't want to think about that. I want to eat the two oatmeal cream pies, I want to go to work. I got a million Saban stuff to tell you about on all kinds of Saban stories of Nick Saban. Matter of fact, I met Jeff Scott and I were talking about Nick Saban the other day. We had a great meeting. We kept on telling stories about Saban doing this and doing that. And among them was Saban just wanting to take away decisions he didn't have to make every single day and just take time. I think who else does that? I think Jeff Bezos kind of has that rule. To where if you want a meeting with him, like an upper-level management meeting with Jeff Bezos is done before 11 o'clock because he didn't want to make important decisions as his mind gets fatigued throughout the day. Like, these are interesting thoughts that these guys have through all of that. And I do tell you, as the older you get, guys, you probably don't believe me right now, but the older you get as the day goes on, there is some fatigue, mental and physical fatigue through all that. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. We love Brad Hughes. Love Allstate. Get in touch with him. He can help you out. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. We absolutely love what Brad actually does for us. And you can get better coverage and better rates thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. The thought from Brad Hughes today is Clemson 12:30 pregame show ish, 1 o'clock first pitch ish, and seeing two aces go at it. That Virginia Tech would throw their ace. We think Clemson's going to throw Aiden Canuck in their ace. So maybe in a tournament-type setting, maybe a couple of aces going how deep they go in the game might be the determining factor between the Hokies and Tigers coming up today. Skip the music. Let me do a little Landon first. But Landon, I'll let you do the original one about what you want to talk about because this is a thought-provoking stuff for me and Sam and what's it going to sound like.
Yeah, the vote is expected today. The Green Bay Packers propose it, but it's to ban none other than the tush push. It has now come up yet again, and it needs a minimum of 24 of the 32 NFL teams to approve for the play to get banned.
All right, let's do it. Debate it. Sam, thoughts?
Very quickly, I don't like the tush push. I think it sucks. I don't like watching it. I think it's stupid. It's annoying. However, that is not qualifications to ban something. If you wanted to ban everything that was annoying, we'd be banning like 75% of football because it hurts the other team. It strikes me that the NFL is banning this because the Eagles are way better at it than anybody else. And until I see any other team do it at the high level that Philadelphia does, I'm going to view it as a competitive advantage that Philly has created for themselves and not one that the league needs to ban. I don't think there's enough injury risk here to ban it yet. I don't think there's any real reason it needs to be banned. And the fact that 31 other teams can't figure out how to beat Philadelphia doing it makes me think they're just banning it out of spite. However, I don't like the play. It's not fun to watch. It ruins short yardage plays against Philadelphia. So I'm okay from a viewer perspective of banning it.
Why can't other people stop it? And why can't other people emulate it? Why is Philadelphia that much better at it than everybody?
They just can't do it. Philly had Jason Kelce, and they had a really athletic, low-to-the-ground center and were able to do it, and they have a really athletic, strong, big quarterback that can do it, and they have found a way to
Here's the thing. So you're telling me, and Jalen Hurts' lower body and strength has a lot to do with it. I agree with that. But you mean to tell me the other teams, and you know it's coming, by the way, by the formation. So you're not,
and they still can't stop.
There's no surprise, right?
No.
You mean to tell me that other teams cannot take a guy with similar. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that Patrick Mahomes is as strong in the lower body as Jalen Hurts, but I am telling you this. The Chiefs have somebody on their team that is as strong as Jalen Hurts in his lower body.
Ian Shefflin, get ready to learn tush push, my friend.
It's going to come out today. Sam, quick 2-minute drill for us.
Mickey, Europa League final today, Spurs United. There is no outcome here that isn't extremely funny. Either you lose and it's very funny, or Faxon loses and it's also very funny.
You got an insurance policy over there.
Either way, both of one of you is going to lose and I'm going to make fun of you. So.
Well, here's the part. It's not that they were losing. It's losing. We lost and we're both going to finish 14th or 15th in the EPL.
And the other one gets a Europa League or a Champions League spot next year.
From a 14 or 15. Eric Newton, for all real estate needs, get in touch with him, ericnewton.com. The great part about ericnewton.com is that he can do anything in the real estate market for you in the upstate of South Carolina. We love ericnewton.com. Texture, Chad the mailman says, ban the Packers.
The Packers did try to run the tush push multiple Bears times.
Just couldn't do it like everybody else. My other two-minute drill is I dropped the ball on the Dane Young interview because the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, they've got it in softball with a three-game super regional or two out of three super regional stuff there. Great job, Landman. Great job, Sam. Official Sam Jones. Up next, to my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we'll see on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I don't know about you, but I'm not really into medication, especially when it comes to weight loss.